Today's podcast showcases a timely perspective by Sheldon McFarlane, VP of Portfolio Strategy and Research with Loring Ward. It helps investors understand the difference between a temporary decline and a permanent loss. The chart reference can be found on the attached white paper. Here we go. Imagine you woke up one morning to the news that an apartment building you invested all your retirement savings into was just swallowed by a sinkhole. If you are fortunate enough to have a building insured against sinkholes, you may be okay. But if not, your retirement savings are decimated. This is just one example of a permanent loss, and in this article, I've identified five sources of potential permanent loss that can devastate a portfolio and derail retirement plans. The black swans of permanent loss. The term black swan is a metaphor used to describe events that are highly unlikely but highly impactful. The first three sources of loss, devastation, confiscation, and deflation, I consider to be black swans because they are rare but highly impactful to your portfolio. Devastation is a loss due to disaster, like losing your investment nest egg to a sinkhole. Although rare, the impact of your portfolio can be significant. One way to protect against this is to diversify. Don't put all your eggs in one basket and make sure your baskets are geographically diversified. You don't want all your money invested in companies located in Tornado Alley. Confiscation is a loss due to seizure. For example, Argentina's $30 billion seizure of private pensions in 2008. Confiscation also takes the form of taxes, like the 15% tax surcharge on retirement plan distributions over $150,000 imposed during the 1980s. You can protect your portfolio through diversification and tax management. Deflation is lost due to declining prices, and we've only seen a few deflationary periods since 1926. The Great Depression is a good example because prices fell by 26% during that period. To protect your portfolio, you need cash and bonds, as well as ample diversification. The gray swans of permanent loss. I'll use the term gray swan to describe events that are highly likely and highly devastating, like inflation and capitulation. Both have highly likely and rearing their ugly heads during a retirement lifetime, and each can quickly derail a retirement plan. Inflation is lost due to erosion of purchasing power, which means your dollar buys less and less each year. Inflation happens almost every year. Historically, over the average 30-year period, a typical length of retirement, inflation has eroded 59 cents of every dollar. That means $1 at the beginning of a 30-year retirement will only be worth 41 cents at the end of it. So you need to more than double your money during a 30-year retirement to maintain your standard of living. The chart on the next page shows the returns after inflation for various investments since 1926. As seen in the chart, many of the so-called safe investments struggle to keep up with inflation. In addition to barely keeping pace with inflation, investments like cash, bonds, and gold have experienced long periods of negative returns after inflation. Stocks, on the other hand, have done a great job outpacing inflation. They also have few sustained periods of negative returns after accounting for inflation. Stocks, however, are typically riskier investments because of their higher volatility, up and down movements in the value of your investments. Investors with time horizons less than 5 years should consider minimizing or avoiding investing in common stocks. Capitulation is a loss due to investor behavior, like chasing returns and moving into and out of investments at the wrong time. I calculate that over the last 10 years, capitulation cost investors 16.28% on average. That means the average investor who invested $1 million 10 years ago has $162,829 less today than they could have had. If you understand the difference between a temporary decline and a permanent loss, then you have a leg up on many investors. Temporary declines are the result of daily, weekly, monthly market movements and historically have been only temporary. If we look at the long-term growth of the stock market, it has grown at a rate of 6.7% adjusted for inflation for the last 88 years. That doesn't mean the market has earned a positive rate of return every year. it experienced 22 down years out of the 88 total years since 1926. It is likely to go down from time to time, and declines can be prolonged. However, they have historically been only temporary. Unlike temporary declines, permanent losses have a real impact on your portfolio. Permanent losses are losses that cannot be recovered. Focus on what matters and do not pay attention to declines that in the long term are most likely temporary. Remember, diversification neither assures a profit nor guarantees against loss in a declining market. There is no guarantee that any strategy will achieve its intended objective. All investments involve risk, including possible loss of principal. From all of us at Miller Ferrari Wealth Management, thank you for your ears.